All right, hey guys. This is Daniel. I'm Daniel. This is Shane, and this is going to be our second podcast. We're gonna actually do a video with it. And what we're gonna be talking about is instant replay. This should only be about 10-15 minutes. That's what we're gonna be doing from now on. We decided the long ones probably not gonna be that interesting, so you're probably gonna want the shorter ones.
It made sense because we were doing the entire season up until that date, which was yesterday. So hope you guys are still with us. And we're just going to continue starting with a topic that I'd say we disagree on a little bit.
Yes, but with you, it's been as of late because you noticed the Dwayne Wise play. And if you haven't seen the Dwayne Wise play, we'll link a video to that. It's a very interesting play.
Controversial.
I'll go over it really fast. Dwayne Wise of the Yankees is playing left field. He jumps into the stands. Great effort. Don't like the Yankees, but great effort. And he jumps in, and before he even goes to the ground, he doesn't even have the ball.
It clearly bounces out. A fan jumps up with the ball in his hand.
And he's like, oh, I have the ball. And the umpire just looks right at Dwayne Wise and calls him out. Doesn't ask for the ball at all. I really don't understand what that was all about.
Now, someone tried to say, or I heard on the TV, that Dwayne Wise was pulling a fast one by just running to the dugout. But what do you expect him to do? When you watch the play, he didn't immediately like show like his glove, like, oh, I got it, with nothing in there. He was just getting up.
He looked disappointed.
Yeah, and then the umpire called it out, and he's just like, well, now I'm just going to go to my dugout.
Yeah, exactly. It's not right there. I understand that instant replay would have helped a lot right there.
Yeah.
But the thing is that's not instant replay's fault, or that's not having instant replay's fault. That's the umpire. That's a horrible job by the umpire. And that's a play where everyone does that. Oh, you go in the stands, let me see the ball. You always ask that.
But what I'm saying is that I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not saying that had we had instant replay that the umpire would have made the right call. I'm not saying this would have changed the event. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is if you're the, I believe it was the Indians, right? The Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Indians at that point, you'd be upset because you want to review that play. It's a play that would be easily reviewable. All it would take is 2 minutes down in the booth and they'd get it right. And they got cheated out of with a runner on third base, two outs.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in a game that ended up being a two-run game, who knows what that would have started. It was the sixth inning. Phil Hughes was still in the game, so that might have just been a demoralizing play for him. You never know. Baseball is so fickle like that. You can't say that that call being blown or that call being made the right way could have 100% affected the outcome, but right. It would have made a difference.
It would have changed the outcome at least a little bit.
So starting, I believe it's pending approval by the umpires union. Replay will be expanded to not just fan interference for home runs. It's going to be fan interference on all walls, so including foul balls and behind the plate. But it will also include fair or foul balls to review if they are trapped or not, or if they're actually caught. And back in the day, I used to, if you read my article on chavez2fenway.blogspot.com, you would see that I used to be a baseball purist. I used to think that we shouldn't have replay in the game. It's not necessary. It's just going to slow everything down. But the more I watch baseball, the more I think it's necessary.
I believe I am a baseball purist, but one thing that I think always needs to be checked, and I know they're talking about this. I don't know where they're in negotiations with it, but the outside with fans, if it's anything with like you said, the foul balls, suspending stuff like that. That is a great idea. One thing that I want to stay, and I know there's been some pretty crappy calls, but safe and out calls at first, home, it's your first, second, third, and home, all that. That needs to stay with the umpires because if you bring basically robots in the game, like, oh, let's go to instant replay for this and that and this, it would slow the game down. And baseball is already slow. A lot of people hate that already. I think the umpire thrashed the Red Sox and Yankees because their games were so slow. But that's another story.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that it just makes the game even slower and slower, and it'll take a lot of people away, take more people away from the game. And that's not what the game needs right now. It kind of almost needs to speed up and needs to get more exciting.
But with the Dwayne Wise play, how long would that have taken before the umpires had seen that was a fair or a caught ball?
Honestly,
for the Todd Helton play at first base, Jerry Harrison Jr. running down the line, Todd Helton's 3 feet off. They wouldn't have even had to watch the video.
You have to ask for help. That's the thing. That's what I think umpires need to do, and I think umpires have too much pride, I guess that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And they don't like to ask for help from their I guess, associates.
Co-workers,
associates, I don't know. It's all the same.
Compadres.
But If the home plate umpire was asked for the help on that Todd Helton play with, was it Jerry Harrison Jr.?
Yeah.
At first base, they would have got that play right. But the first base umpire didn't even ask. I'm pretty sure Don Mattingly, I'm guessing it was like, hey, can you ask for help? And they probably didn't get it, which is one of those things where it's like, you should at least look to help and see what that will actually do.
Yeah, but the thing is, you talk about the pride in umpires, but you're asking to change a human element. You're asking to change human nature, which is to be prideful, to believe in yourself as an umpire. You have to be a confident person as an umpire.
Yes, yes.
So if they if the managers have the ability to say to the umpire, if you're not going to get help, then I'm going to review this. And, you know, threaten him with that. Just say, you know what, I'll go to the review booth. And obviously that's going to look a lot worse than if you meet up with your other umpires and they decide that, yes, he was off the bag. So if you just say, hey, I need you to either talk to your associates, as you said, or get together. If you guys don't get together and get this right, then I'll go to the booth because I know, as the manager, from what I saw, my guy was 100% safe or that ball was definitely trapped. It just needs to be done.
Yeah, but I believe that there should be a limit almost. I think they were talking about this a little bit before with some of the winter meetings, but it's like football, and you have, let's say, two challenges a game, and if you get those two right, you get another. And it's one of those things, but it's because you can't challenge every play because that would just be ridiculous, you know. And I'm sure a lot of managers would push that. So if you have two challenges a game, you know, I mean, if it's early in the game, a lot of people probably wouldn't use their challenges. If it's a big changing play,
it's a close game.
Yeah, you'd do that. But I really want to keep the human element in it. The one thing I would like is the last play of the game to always get reviewed.
Well, that would have changed a lot of things when you look at it. Look at
exactly.
Galarraga, Andres Galarraga, mm-hmm. would have had a perfect game if that was the call.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Well, actually, the wild card game with the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres, when Matt Holliday tagged from third base and Brian Joust the ball home, and I forget who was catching, but Matt Holliday never touched home, still to this day. And I'm pretty sure he got traded the next year, so he still never touched home. But it's one of those things where, like, if you look at it, the Padres catcher actually went back and tagged him, and Matt Holliday never touched home plate, but they called him safe because I don't even know. And the umpire's call was, like, safe?
It was a very
unconvincing. It was very interesting. And it's one of those things where the umpire didn't have any idea what he was doing, to be honest. But I'm not trying to thrash on umpires. I love the human element to the game.
Yeah.
I honestly love how Jim Joyce came out and said he made a mistake. That's a big thing.
Freaking cried. And I'm not making fun of him. It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where he actually stood up for what he did wrong. And a lot of umpires would be like, I saw what I saw. Well, and that's the right play.
Even DeMuro, the guy on the Dwayne Wise play, the umpire on the Dwayne Wise play, came out and said, I saw what I believed that, and I guess hindsight, I probably should have asked. Like, are you an idiot? Of course you should have asked. That's what everyone already does.
Yes.
It shouldn't take a horrible call like that to make you say, well, maybe I should ask next time. Like, get it right the first time.
Maybe it's a good idea because umpires, I feel like, actually, you know, Jim Leland said this, actually. He had a little rant about this, about you saw what you saw, and he kind of went, it was kind of weird. I really didn't understand it, but what he was saying is everyone else is held accountable in the game, basically, except for the umpires.
Yeah.
And the umpires kind of have, like, leeway with it, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I mean, like, they're an umpire. That, you know, like, it's what they do. Sometimes they make mistakes.
Can I just say, and this is the excuse I've been hearing, I heard Joe Girardi say it, but of course he's going to say this because he got the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
He said, oh, well, we have the benefit of all these slow-mo replays, yeah, we have that benefit. Let's use it. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we just saying, like, oh, the fans at home obviously get that benefit, so no one else can get it. Like,
right.
What?
It's interesting to watch the game at home and have every close play replayed. Like, because, like, what I love, actually, about baseball is the bang-bang plays at first base.
Oh, yeah.
And I love those. And they're
get them right a lot.
They do. And that's one thing that I love about umpires is there, and if they don't get them right there, it's, like, that much. And even replay is still, like, I'm not sure. Like, so,
well, especially
I'm not sure
as a fan, and I'm just saying this from experience. I'll be watching a Dodger game, and a guy will be thrown out at first, and they'll stay out, and I'll be like, oh, come on, that was horrible. He was there by three steps. And you watch a replay, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit biased with your team.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm watching the Yankees game because I hate them, and I'm pretty sure everyone in the world hates them. Sorry, Yankees fans. Not really, but.
Sup, Steven?
Anyways. if it's a close play, let's say Robinson Cano's running down the line, and it's a close play.
Great player.
Great player. I want him to be out, though, because yeah. I do not want to see the Yankees win the game. And anything that can happen for good that's good for them, I want to stop.
Oh, yeah. So. I agree. And then that's how I feel about the Giants.
Exactly.
Even last night, in the Dodger game last night, Billingsley was coming home on a wild pitch, and Lincecum was actually covering home. And this is actually right before Daniel and I were recording yesterday,
yep.
And I was screaming, like, oh, you beat the slide somehow.
And then me being a third party, I was like, no, he was out. He was out. And then saw the replay, and he's like, oh, okay, fine.
I admitted it. But at the same time, you know, we as fans can say what we want, but when it comes to, like, when you do see that replay, when you finally get that slow motion and you see that the guy was either clearly safe or clearly out, mm-hmm. We should be using that. The umpire should be using that. There's no reason it's not. It's already a slow game, like you said.
Right, right. But you don't want to make it much slower. Two to three plays a game, I think.
There's technically a time limit on how long a pitcher can take before he throws his next pitch.
That is false. That is actually only in college baseball. They tried that in college baseball.
Thank you. Anyways, there should be, first of all, because some pitches take way too long.
Yeah.
So add instant replay. Limit the number of times a guy can step out of the box, because that's disgusting. It's like, oh, I just took another pitch in the dirt. Let me step out, readjust every single strap I have on my body.
All I got to say, though, is hitters have a routine, and that's one of the great things about Major League Baseball players is, and that's why they're so good, is because they're always in their routine. I know you might not see it that way, but same with pitchers, they have a routine.
Well, no, I agree with you, but I'm saying if a guy is stepping out of the box because a pitcher takes too long,
mm-hmm.
and he's stepping out of the box after every pitch, stepping out of the box, limit the number of times he can touch his batting gloves. Nomar Garciaparra, and he played for the Dodgers, played for the Red Sox.
Right, right.
Well, that one was in the dirt. Let me adjust this 17 times. Let me tap my elbows. Let me Macarena real quick. It's stupid.
You know what? That's with baseball, though. That's superstition.
If a guy's hitting 220 and he steps out of the box every time to adjust his gloves, can we limit him then?
Yeah.
Because clearly your superstition isn't working. Something you're doing is wrong. You need to change it.
You can't, pick on certain guys, though. That's one of the things, though.
I know.
But I know where you're coming from, but I guess that's another topic.
I guess so.
I guess it is.
Anyways, let us know what you guys think. Expanded replay, I'm a fan. I want it to be expanded. I want it to be expanded past the two things they're just saying.
I'm iffy on it. I want the home runs. I think that's a big deal. And stuff like Dwayne Wise, that's just ridiculous. But that's the umpire's fault. That's not instant replays. The umpire's fault should have had that.
Maybe we should start fining umpires.
That's a good idea. But not necessarily finding them like, oh, you missed a bang-bang play at first base, but like something as stupid as that because...
Or Jim Joyce.
But
it's a bang-bang play, but it's going for a perfect game.
But the thing is, he was sorry, and the way he took it, though...
He was sorry. Galarraga's going to be forgotten by the time I'm gone.
Yeah, that's a good point. By
the time I'm 50, my kids aren't going to know who Galarraga is. They're going to know who Phil Umber is, because he threw a perfect game.
Yeah.
Philip Umber, but Galarraga, I don't even know where he is right now.
All right. All right, you know, that's a fair statement. Okay.
He deserves to be in the record books.
Yes.
Anyways.
Leave your comments. Let us know what you think.
Check out our blogspot, chavestafenway.blogspot.com.
And also, leave some comments on this video or this podcast. We're doing both right now. And we'd like to know what you think about extended replay. Also, let us know how we did, how we can improve. And thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.